Near the end of 1967, Ali was convicted of graft evasion by a Kentucky court and stripped of his world title by the Professional Boxing Commission.
Champ, the news from Louisville must have been pretty upsetting, was it?
I'd like to say to the fans of mine that this very well could be my last fight.
He would not fight again professionally for 3 years. Ali supported himself by giving speeches at college anti-war rallies.
Muhammad Ali!
It has been said that I have two alternatives, either go to jail or go to the army. But I would like to say that there is another alternative, and that alternative is justice. And if justice prevails, I will neither go to the army nor will I go to jail.
Finally, in 1970, Ali was able to get a boxing license in Georgia, the only state without a boxing commission. The following year, the Supreme Court overturned his conviction for refusing the draft.
Muhammad Ali became even more popular, especially with millions of white Americans who had little in common with or sympathy with the Nation of Islam, but found Muhammad Ali engaging, funny, captivating, charismatic, a leader and spokesperson for their own opposition to Vietnam and their own desire to find meaning in really pursuing your own beliefs, regardless of the consequences.